What's going on? It's your man, Rob G, the General, 97.9 The Box and the Mad Hatter Morning Show. Now, I've been married for about 4 years, and well, just over 4 years. And, you know, I'm in a place in my life now where I'm dedicated to helping other people have successful relationships. And the reason being, my wife and I went through a period where it was rough for us. But luckily, through prayer and learning and understanding, we got through it, and we're in much greater, much better place than we've ever been. And so I want to help other people avoid some of the pitfalls that we went through. And here's something that will really help you out in the long term. This will really help determine your relationship. Find out who that third person is in your relationship, because there's always a third person in your relationship, whether you know it or not. Now, I know what you're saying. What? I thought me and my girl, you know, was straight and we weren't cheating. Now, here's what it is. That third person in your relationship is the person that you admire the most. Now, this could be your mom, could be your dad, could be a brother, sister, could be a neighbor, teacher, could be Oprah, could be Lil Wayne. But the person that you admire the most, that's the person that more than likely you based your beliefs and your lifestyle is going to be patterned after this kind of person. Now, I know for me, the person I admired the most was my grandfather. The advice he used to always tell me was protect your women and children. And he was a big fan of the Dallas Cowboys. And I love my grandfather. Wanted to be just like him. So you know what? Those are the things I place value on. I will protect my woman. I will protect my son at any and all costs. That's how I feel about life. And I am a diehard Dallas Cowboy fan. Not because I particularly sought these things out, but because the person that I admired the most, my grandfather, these are the things that he passed down to me, along with a love of bluebell ice cream and some peach cobbler. But that's another story. So if you love your dad and your dad always told you that there was value in a good education, more than likely, that's where the kind of person you're going to be. You're going to place those value, that emphasis on getting a good education, going to school and elevating yourself in that way. If you admire your dad and the best advice your dad ever gave you was, look, if you go to jail, don't snitch. More than likely, you're going to go to jail. You're not going to snitch, but you don't have that same value on not going to jail. If mommy was the kind of person who always liked to cook on Sunday after church, then you know what? You're probably going to take that and pass that down as well. Well, that also spills over into your relationship. If dad was a player, but mama kind of hung in there, more than likely, you're going to look for a woman who's going to do the same thing. You might be out there and play around, and you might not understand why you have a girlfriend who wants to leave because your mom stayed in it. Or you might have a mother who's been divorced 3 or 4 or 5 times. So consequently, you don't put the same kind of value on a man in a relationship because you didn't see your mom do it, if that's the person that, in fact, you do admire. So here's what I want you to understand. This is what I want you to look for. When you're starting to date someone, ask them who that person is that they admire the most and what's the best piece of advice that they ever gave to them. If they say, stay with your family, stay committed to your family and work through it at all costs, more likely this is the kind of man or woman who's going to hang in there through the tough times in marriage, because those tough times are going to come. If you have someone who's on the flip side tells you, my mom always told me, if you don't like it, move around. Well, that's more than likely a person who's going to cut bait on you. Now, not saying that they cannot change. That will happen if they identify that, well, you know what, mom gave me some bad advice, or this is something that dad did that I really don't necessarily like, and I got to eliminate that from my life. This is what I need you to do. Ask that person that you're dating right now, who is the person that they admire the most? And that's how you're going to find out who that third person is in your relationship. And it's going to give you a preview of what your relationship will look like as well. Shamea Rob G for 97.9 The Box. Follow me on Twitter at Rob G the General.